The meeting among President Xi and U.S. delegates in Beijing is part of a regular round of talks held among Chinese and U.S. business leaders and former officials. Addressing the meeting, Xi Jinping has told the group, "The relationship between China and the United States needs to be one based on mutual cooperation." The talks themselves have focused mainly on issues such as bilateral relations, trade, and infrastructure investments. Zeng Peiyan, chair of the China Center for International Economic Exchanges, says the talks are a good way to get both sides more involved.
President Xi Jinping's full recognition of the talks is very motivating. We're facing a long and arduous journey ahead. I believe through continued collaboration, we can deepen understanding, strengthen communications, reach more consensus, and enjoy more fruitful results.
Thomas Donohue, president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, says the relationship between China and the U.S. is one of mutual dependence.
Our nations share one of the most important and interdependent relationships in the world. Our economies are closely tied, and how we work together will have a bearing on the strength and stability of the global economy.
Issues such as cybersecurity and regional territorial disputes have been dominating the headlines in recent months. U.S. Chamber Chief Tom Donohue says he believes these are issues which can be solved.
Now, the conflicts and disagreements between our nations must be acknowledged and they must be addressed. Our leaders must work through these differences. But these differences must not undermine the great potential for collaboration. We know that this kind of leadership is possible because it's been modeled here in the dialogue. CEOs and former officials from both countries have engaged in candid and constructive exchanges. Through the process, we have built mutual trust and understanding and have come up with concrete ideas for moving forward.
Xi Jinping is due to meet with U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington next Friday. Aside from cybersecurity and territorial issues, the two leaders are expected to address a number of other key issues, including nuclear issues in Iran and on the Korean Peninsula, as well as trade and investments. For CRI, I'm Luo Bing.